Joining us from the Wayne Township Fire Department is Captain Eric Bannister. Captain, can you just give us an overview of what happened and what you guys know so far about this fire on West Morris Street?
Well, it's a large pile of trees. It looks to be the product of a construction site. This used to be the I-70 mobile home park before it was all abandoned and torn down. And it looks like this is the all the trees that were in the area have all been piled into a berm. And somehow or another, we don't know how it started, but every one of the trees in that pile are on fire.
Okay, and is that, I understand that's going to be kind of affecting traffic near Tibbs and Warman, is that right? What advice would you give to people who are driving around there?
Right, the lanes are both open, but I would stay away because we still have fire crews operating just for their safety. If you don't need to be on Morris Street between Tibbs and Morris, or, I'm sorry, on Morris Street between Tibbs and Warman, I'd stay away from it because we still have some hoses out on the side of the road and operating fire crews near the hydrants.
How concerned are you guys about maybe exposure from chemicals and other things like that that may come out? Sometimes that happens in fires like these. Are you guys concerned that that might be a possibility here?
At this time, we have zero evidence that there's anything other than just trees in the pile. If we do come across something that looks like it's illegally placed in that pile of wood, we'll definitely let you guys know. But right now, it looks to be just trees. So, general health concern, if you have asthma or you have a smoke issue around, if you cough a lot or have some lung issues around smoke, I wouldn't want to be in it, but I don't see anything, and we have not had anything reported to us that there's anything illegal in the pile.
So is this fire still being put out?
It is still being put out, and it probably will not actually be completely extinguished. We'll get it cooled down. We'll knock down as much of it as we can, but without going in with heavy lifting equipment to pull the trees apart and put every bit of the fire out, I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that this will probably burn lightly off and on for the rest of the day for sure. It may burn for several days and a small smolder. But right now, we're just controlling it. There's no exposure threats at all. It's actually in a berm, so it's the heat, radiant heat's kind of protected to begin with. So if it wasn't for the fire being so high and it didn't make it over the top of the trees, it might not have been reported.
When you guys say that it's going to burn lightly, is basically the most dangerous part of it, though, out for the foreseeable future?
Yes, the bulk of the fire, the heavy flames that were reported earlier that may have been seen if you're watching television or you drove down Moore Street are all gone. Right now, we've got Airport Fire Department out here helping us with their crash truck. It's got a really nice ability to reach out and put fire out in places and it's more maneuverable. It can be off the road. Our ladder trucks can't get back off in the fields like that, but the crash truck from the airport can. So they're tremendous help to us. We're just working on continuing keeping them full of water so they can keep putting the fire out as much as possible. But right now, it's just going to be a matter of going around the perimeter and knocking it down as much as possible. But the entire fire will not actually go out for quite some time.
So again, I'm sorry if you've already said this, but you're not sure what caused it yet?
No, we don't know. We have no idea what caused it yet.
Okay, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Right, he's Captain Eric Bannister with Wayne Township Fire Department. Eric, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.